It's a breezy yet warm day here on Santa Rosa Island. At the site of a historic ranch house that National Park Service wants to restore, archaeologists found some artifacts which show that humans were here more than 10,000 years ago. The finds have backed up evidence that some of the oldest known human existence in North America was in the Channel Islands. University of Oregon archaeologist John Erlandson has been studying the islands for four decades. He says the researchers have also discovered evidence of something else related to humans: global warming.
There may be some controversy about climate change, but there isn't much controversy in the scientific community. It's very clear that climate is changing. It's probably always changed, virtually always, but it's very clear now that humans are contributing to that change. And part of that global warming phenomena is also seeing sea level rise at a much faster rate than it has in the last several millennia.
Erlandson says that rising sea level threatens coastal communities around the world, but that it's already claimed some historic coastal archaeological sites here on Santa Rosa Island.
Sea level rise slowed about 6,000 years ago, and now it's speeding up again. And as it speeds up, it's threatening coastal properties, coastal nations all around the world. Among those properties are often historic properties, archaeological properties that we're literally losing on a, not a daily basis, but an annual basis.
A new report by the Union of Concerned Scientists indicates we could see a spike in flooding in coastal communities during the next two decades. The report says the number of U.S. communities which would flood more than twice a month could double to 170 by 2035. It says the most severe impacts in the immediate future will be on the East and Gulf coasts. Researchers involved in the effort say California will have more time, but that coastal communities need to look at the future of new development in at-risk areas. But in the case of Santa Rosa Island, Erlandson says the situation is already past the concern stage. He says they've lost some historic sites to sea level rise in recent years.
There are sites on Santa Cruz Island that we know were there in the 1990s. They were Chumash village sites. They're completely gone today. There's no sign of them. So I often say that we're literally racing a rising tide in trying to understand when the islands were colonized by humans, how those coastal island cultures changed through time, because we're losing the record.
Erlandson says there are some exciting slices of our history on Santa Rosa Island, ranging from the distant past to relatively modern history during the last two centuries. They want to do as much as they can before they lose more sites.
This is very exciting, and it's exciting because of the paleocoastal component for me. But we can't forget that there's also this historic ranch landscape that's an important part of the really rich cultural history of the Channel Islands. What they're doing is they're helping preserve that historical record as well. And the archaeologists aren't just finding paleocoastal artifacts. They're finding a lot of stuff from the early ranching period that's helping us flesh out, you know, the lives of some of the earliest ranching families, ranching operations on the islands and in California. So it's exciting in more ways than one.
Researchers have different ideas about the speed of sea level rise. Some say we could be talking about as much as 8 feet between now and 2100, while others say it could be less than 6 feet. A recent report from UC San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography says the key to the numbers will be how well we do at reducing greenhouse gases. The report says if efforts go well, sea level rise could be kept to around 1 to 2.5 feet, and if things don't go well, it could be up to 3.5 feet between now and the year 2100. On Santa Rosa Island, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.